In Russia, moves are underway to remove American financier Boris Jordan as head of NTV, one of the country's major television networks. On Friday, Jordan was dismissed as general director of the state-dominated company that owns NTV. It's widely believed Jordan's dismissal as network manager is just days away. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow.
In the early 1990s, NTV established itself as Russia's first nationwide TV network truly independent of the government. Its stinging critiques of the war in Chechnya and muckraking exposés on official incompetence finally proved too much for the Kremlin. Russia's state-owned gas monopoly engineered a hostile takeover of NTV 2 years ago. The man entrusted to run the new NTV was a controversial businessman. Boris Jordan.
Начало новой эпохи для компании НТВ.
Boris Jordan is an American of Russian descent who made millions running stock ventures during the market boom of the mid-1990s here. He vowed to preserve NTV's editorial independence. Few believed him, however, and many NTV journalists fled to Russia's only remaining network not connected to the state. Under Jordan, NTV did come to toe the Kremlin line more, but its star commentators continued satirical broadsides against the government. NTV's coverage of last year's dramatic raid by Chechen gunmen who took 800 people hostage in a Moscow theater appeared to have sealed Jordan's fate. NTV broadcast live footage of Russian commandos preparing to storm the complex. This enraged President Vladimir Putin, who said it could have endangered the lives of the hostages by tipping off the gunmen as to what was going on outside. Showing the movements of the special forces could have led to an enormous tragedy, Putin said. Putin accused the network of trying to boost its ratings to make money. He said money should not be made on the blood of citizens. And Putin made an oblique reference to the fact that Jordan is not a Russian citizen. Russian media analyst Irina Borodina says Putin's rebuke sealed Jordan's firing. When the president of the country publicly speaks about a manager, it's unavoidable that questions won't be raised about it, Borodina says. Borodina dismisses claims by NTV's state-dominated ownership that Jordan's replacement is purely about business. Under Jordan, NTV has gone from losing money to turning a profit. Opposition politicians like Boris Nemtsov say the Kremlin wants to turn NTV into a propaganda machine, like Russia's other two state-run TV networks. This is obviously connected to the upcoming elections, Nemtsov says, referring to a parliamentary vote in December of this year and presidential elections 4 months after that. And though many Russian newspapers are still highly independent, their influence is small compared to television. That was a point made in a commentary on TBS, the country's sole remaining nationwide network not under state control. TBS said the Kremlin fully understands that Putin is the first Kremlin leader in history whose image has been so shaped by television. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.